Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, May 17th, 2023, sponsored by TLBTalk.com. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, who I will bring in a minute or two, and that, of course, is Stephen Roberts. I would like to start off by apologizing for my absence last week. I was set to do a show, and circumstances prevailed that nixed my show plans for the day. Sometimes running a global organization bees that way. Yeah. And hopefully I can fill the void with some vital information today. What's the title of my show? Okay, here we go. The title of today's show is A Coup by Any Other Name. Dot, dot, dot. And yes, I'm very serious. A coup by any other name. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truths and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. I say it every week because you need to understand it. The show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie. Annie has been a friend of mine for over 10 years, and that is a very good person. And also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. Do me a favor, guys. Each and every one of these platforms would like a little bit more security to give you a little bit better product. I'm sure if they knew what they could count on each month, then they could make their platforms at that level of spending. But if they're not sure what they're going to get, that always leads them to second guess what they can and can't have. How do you fix that? The next time you go in to do a donation, figure out what you average over the course of a year. And if it's $120, the next time you go in there, you put down $10 and you click the button or the check mark that says make this a reoccurring monthly donation. What you've just done is you haven't spent any more than you usually do. I recommend that you do it. You would, you know, if you can, but you haven't spent any more than you normally would spend, but you've given them the understanding of what they can expect each week, or excuse me, each month. That gives them the ability to bring new things in because they know they'll be able to afford to pay for them on a monthly basis. So if you can consider that, you would be helping all of these platforms. And that, of course, is Shake and Wake, PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. Do what you can to help their voices and your voices and our voices stay above water, and you are appreciated. Okay. I would also say that, again, we are celebrating the 52nd episode of Eagle's Eye Report. Now, this is not my first stint on Shake and Wake. I was with Annie and her husband quite a while ago. And as our network grew, I didn't have the time to do the show anymore. But now I would do a show for Annie in a heartbeat. And I have become a regular with Stephen on Eagle's Eye Report. Stephen, this is our one-year anniversary, 52 shows exactly. You're a great host. My problem with you is that you talk way too much.
Yeah, 52 shows, but it's been 54 weeks. We took one other week off.
I didn't say how many weeks. I said how many shows. 52 right. Shows is 1 year.
Right.
Yes. Okay, and you're absolutely right. And I must tell you that it has been great. And the fact that we've done 52 shows, and out of those 52 shows, you've probably spoken a total of 52 words. I mean, you know, me saying that you're talking too much is meant to be a little on the funny side.
It was, yeah. It was rhetorical. I knew that.
It was, what did you say it was?
Rhetorical.
Oh, rhetorical. I thought it was something else, and I wasn't going to repeat that. Anyway, look, today we have a very serious show because something has come out that we have only been waiting 3 years for. But let's talk our way right down into that. Our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truth as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss those vital truths, those issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. That's, of course, our sponsor, TLBTalk.com. Go there. If for nothing else, then to form a group, invite your friends in where you can have discussions about things you know others are not going to let you discuss. If it's not illegal and it's not so vulgar, it's insane, anything can be said. TLB talk. Go there and say what needs to be said. Some of the information put out on the show today is made available via several great articles. This is not a one-piece poll today. It's not I'm talking about one article and my opinions. This is a bunch of information put together over the last couple of days for something that's happened again. We've been holding our breath for 3 years. A link to the articles that I gleaned my information will be in the published article on the Liberty Beacon, as usual, every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data and articles that may pertain to the topic. Okay, let's start this all off one more time with what is the name of the show? A coup by any other name. So let's start that off. Let's start our talking points off with a few questions, okay? Half a dozen questions. What is a coup? Is our last election a deep state choreographed coup? And I'm talking about presidential election. Who is the deep state and how do they exercise influence? Is America still a constitutional republic or is it actually an oligarchy? What would the election results have been if there had been no deep state, no FBI, DOJ interference in the Hunter laptop cover-up? And the last question I'm going to pose here is, what would the election have looked like if Crossfire Hurricane had never transpired? Okay. Those are six basic questions that we've all been asking over the last couple of years. We all knew that John Durham was deeply involved in finding out as much as he could about what actually happened during the Trump years, about what we were told by people like Adam Schiff, who stood up and said, there's absolute proof beyond a shadow of a doubt. And here we are, how many years later, and we haven't even seen a smidgen of proof. Yet, how much damage would that have done to someone trying to get reelected like Trump? And I could go on and on and on. But let's give you some answers to the questions we just asked. Okay, question one, what is a coup? A coup is defined as a sudden, violent, but not always either sudden or violent, although they are usually components of it, a sudden, violent, but not always, and unlawful seizure of power from a government. I need to ask you a question. Who is seizing power from who? Is it not deep state bureaucrats literally seizing the power of a sitting president or attempting to in a fashion never seen in this country before? This is exactly what's happening. So if you say it's not a coup, I sure as to hell would like to know what you're calling it. Because we're going to go into detail that shows you that this was choreographed down to a gnat's butt before it ever happened. If I choreograph the absolute transfer of power in a country against or without the wishes or the knowledge of the population whose vote is supposed to determine this, what the hell do you call it? What would you call it? Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's a coup. But hey, you're not going to hear any of them say that. But you hear, will hear an ex-president say that. And we'll get into that a little bit too. Okay? How about question number two? Question number two is our last election a deep state choreographed coup? Well, if you listen to anything that Durham had to say, if you listen to anything that the researchers on the Hunter Biden laptop and its impact, if you listen to anything that proves unequivocally that question two is our last election a deep state choreographed coup, is it sure as a hell looks like it. Okay, that's treason, people. and we'll get into that a little deeper. How about the answer to questions 3 and 4? Who is the deep state and how do they exercise influence? That was 3. Is America still a constitutional republic or is it an oligarchy? Okay. It is the choreographed and the unconstitutional overreach of power via multiple government agencies working together who fall into the realm of what we now call the deep state. This is pursued, okay, achieved and exercised above the will and the voice of the people in a fashion that can best be described as an oligarchical function. Meaning there's a few high muckety mucks out there we call the global elite who run the deep state in America. It isn't you anymore. What happened when all of a sudden bad things started coming out about Joe Bob? How many intel agencies, how about the FBI, how about mainstream media, how about the DOJ stepping up to pressure media to put out and promote the lies about Trump? Stop and think about what I just said. The Twitter files prove this unequivocally. You can't say that didn't happen. We know for a fact it did. So what you have is a conglomerate of agencies within the government who over time have assumed power unto themselves and exercise it without your knowledge or position to determine how this country is run and who runs it. Anybody out there who thinks anything I just said is wrong, shut your damn computer off, however you're listening to this right now, because you're a freaking moron. This is exactly what has happened. That's question 3 and 4. Do we have an oligarchy? Yes, we do. Why? Because it's not you and I or our constitutional powers and rights or our unalienable rights. None of that counts. Because all of this is being done in the background. And there are researchers out there saying that this had a massive impact on our last election. Even if you don't count the vote rigging or the miscounting or the boxes of ballots hidden under the desk until everybody left for the day. This is besides that, people. This is who would have voted had they known. Or who wouldn't have voted had they not known. And who's running that charade? The oligarchs that rule America. Because if you think it's us anymore, you're not listening to anything I'm saying. And this just got another huge proof boost by Durr. Would you have the CIA... When you have the FBI, when you have, and I could go on and on, agencies stepping up to intentionally affect an election, to intentionally stymie or stunt the forward motion of a candidate the deep state doesn't wish to see in office or remain in office or be reelected to office. So they step up outside of your name and my name to make it happen. What am I exaggerating? Anything? Is there anything I'm saying that we haven't been talking about for 3 freaking years? And now I keep saying this, hindsight is 2020 because we're looking back via the Durham report and we're seeing all of the things we were telling you were happening were freaking happening. And when do people start to believe? Problem for the deep state right now is a lot of people are starting to believe. But it's not enough yet. But we can make that happen. We can. How about we answer questions 5 and 6? Question 5 was, what would the election results have been if there was no deep state FBI DOJ Hunter Biden laptop cover-up? Question number 6 is, what would the election have looked like if Crossfire Hurricane had never transpired? Researchers have already stated, look it up online. It's not something you can't find. You can. Researchers have already stated that the election would certainly have gone to Trump with as much as 15 to 20% of the electorate changing their votes. Did you hear what I just said? So, Crossfire Hurricane, which was meant to make everybody believe that he was a Russian spy, and the Hunter Biden laptop, which absolutely would have taken Joe Bob into the toilet, was totally kept away from us. And all of the lies about Trump were stuffed in our face over and over again. Hey, my name's Adam Schiff, and I got to tell you, there's absolute unequivocal proof beyond a shadow of doubt. I stake my life on it. How many times did he say that on national TV? How many times? How many times when he was the chairman of a committee did he pound people out because they were saying things that didn't fit the lie narrative? How many times? What we have seen in this country is an absolutely choreographed deep state coup against a sitting president. When you talk about a coup happening in Nicaragua, or you talk about a coup happening, I don't know, in Somalia, or you talk about a coup, I don't know, happening maybe even in Ukraine, you never talk about a coup happening in America, except you just lived through one. And if things don't change very quick, what's to say 2024 won't be every bit as bad, if not worse? They have already got enough, I don't know. Look, there is such obvious cheating. 2,000 mules, I could go on and on. Such massive, obvious cheating in the 2020 elections. It's insane. And they got away with it totally. Totally. Got away with it. Even though everybody's screaming about it and everybody said this shouldn't happen and everybody said this is what was wrong and they still totally 100% got away with it. Who got recalled? Who got replaced? Who? What presidential candidate that couldn't even put 10 words together or couldn't talk to a crowd of more than 50 people in a high school auditorium, but got elected by the largest margin of the biggest numbers of any president in history? How many of you ignorant people out there, I didn't say stupid, I said ignorant people out there, were convinced that this was true? Because that's what ignorance is. It's the lack of knowledge that will tell you you're being lied to. But what did Durham tell? Durham told us that they spent 4 years plus lying about the man who was running this country, lying about him in a fashion that was beyond anything you could imagine, accusing him of being a traitor to his country via the mechanism of his dealings with Russia. That's right. Trump was being made out to be a traitor. And none of this was true. Now, maybe people will understand a little bit better why I called this show a coup by any other name. Because the last coup was called an election. It wasn't called a coup, was it? Yeah, it was. It was a coup that was organized and choreographed by the very government entities that are there to protect you and keep you safe. They no longer believe that you are smart enough or, I don't know, involved enough to have any part in running this country. Don't worry about it. They're going to take care of it for you. And if it's not something you wish, oh, well, you could have been a little bit more active, but you didn't feel like doing that. But how about we head over to a very recent and highly applicable happening? And again, I would be talking to the Durham probe. The FBI has long defended its conduct in the probe. But Durham and his probe provided a sobering look at massive misconduct. You can only defend conduct, okay, and be successful as long as it's either true or you have total control of the mechanism. At this point, we know it's not true. And we know the FBI does not have control of the Durham mechanism, or didn't. All right. Special Counsel John Durham released a rather damning final report on Monday, which most of us have heard about, obviously, after over 3 years investigating the Russian collusion issue. I have to tell you something. To start off with, but it's got to take me 3 years to find anything that could have been used or held against Trump. If it's going to take me 3 years and I don't find anything, that alone screams volumes that, I don't know, it screams volumes, period. Okay, so again, Special Counsel John Durham released a rather damning final report Monday after over 3 years of investigating the Russian collusion issue, declaring the FBI had the FBI had no verified intelligence or evidence when it opened the Crossfire Hurricane probe of President Trump's campaign in the summer of 2016. The prosecutor, however, recommended no new criminal charges. I'm wondering if he's fearing for his life. In other words, you guys all screwed up. This is how you screwed up. This is unconstitutional. You never should have done that. But I'm not going to recommend charges because I don't want to be dead tomorrow. Anybody here think I'm joking? I'm not. The damage is done in the report itself. Recommending charges would have put, I don't know, maybe more pressure on these individuals working to compile this than they really wanted. All I know is that the information that has hit the streets is stark. And it's made me stark raving mad. Why? Because these are the things most of them I've been calling out for years and people have been ignoring. And it's not just me. I'm not psychic. It's anybody who can sit down with any type of reasoning power whatsoever and look what the hell's going on around them and understand it's never been this way before. Has it been working up to this? Yeah. We've had MKUltra. We've had a lot of things in the past that showed us that there was more hidden power and choreography in the background than we, the people, actually knew. But it has never come up to beat us upside the head the way it is today. You don't run this country anymore, people. Just shut up and do what you're told. We run it now. We will go to the media and tell them what you are and are not allowed to say. We will go to the voting booths and figure out just how many of your votes are actually going to count and how many aren't because it's our candidates who are inevitably going to win. And that's a fact you better learn to love. And I could go on and on. We're living in a country today that 25 years ago, we were being taught in school and laughing our butts off as being the most corrupt, the most evil, what, on the planet. We're talking about the Lenins. We're talking about the Stalins. We're talking about the Castros. We're talking about the Maos. We're talking about millions of people who have died. We're talking about people who never got representation. we're now talking about America. No, I won't go into the millions of people have died today, but suffice it to say, it has already happened. There are already global estimates that as many as a million Americans have died as a result of the COVID jabs in this country alone. And I don't know enough about that to really be able to put it in front of you. I have to do a lot more digging. Suffice it to say, the person I got it from, I trust. Now I have to be able to give you more backup information to prove that. But when I am saying that they are evil, that they have supplanted your rights, abilities, your unalienable rights and abilities, and that they are responsible for a lot of deaths in this country. Who was it that told social media, you are not going to let these people talk about ivermectin, which could have saved how many lives? You are not going to let the people talk about hydroxychloroquine, which should have saved how many lives? And I could go on and on. You are not going to tell the parents out there until it just reached the point where it overspilled and they had to find out that their kids are susceptible to myocarditis and could die from this supposed life-saving vaccine. We are seeing lies being forced to us. We are seeing media companies coerced to produce those lies and force them on us. We are seeing government entities that are overriding our elections. We are seeing intel agencies grouping together 51 signatures to tell the American people what Trump was doing was being a traitor to the United States, when I just told you Durham has proved they had no proof, nothing. No proof, no evidence, nothing to prove any of that in Crossfire Hurricane. They even offered, okay, the guy who brought this information, the Steele dossier, $1 million. Listen to me, I don't lie. They offered Steele $1 million if he could prove out what he says in what he submitted, which obviously he couldn't. And when he couldn't back up what he said, they went with it anyway. This is your FBI, okay? How much did that affect Trump's ability to get reelected? A lot more than most people believe. If you add two things together, they are the reasons Trump didn't get reelected. Even with the massive vote cheating, he would have won. And I've already told you one of them. We'll get to the other one, okay? And I'll tell you what, why don't I just hold out until after our break, which is coming in a little, about a minute. And let me give you this to close out before we go into the next segment. All right. The FBI has long defended, and you've heard me say that, its contact in the probe. But Durham said his probe provided a sobering outlook at misconduct. If we have a government set up probe proving unequivocally that we have actions of ill intent from our servants, the FBI, why is nobody answering for this? Why? Why hasn't the FBI literally been put on stand down? Why has been totally, while it's being totally reorganized? Why? What we're going to talk about after the break shows you more and more the level of corruption in the FBI and proves to you unequivocally they work for the deep state. They don't work for you. Fact. All right, Steve, we ready for a break? Are you going to say anything today? You could hit me for a burp or something.
Yeah, I've been thinking so much. Yes, we're ready for the break.
Okay.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, so we've been looking at what is America, okay? We constantly tell our children in school that you live in a constitutional republic. You live in a constitutional republic where it is not the rights of the group that are the main focus of the type of governance we have. It is the rights of the individual, okay? That's why a democracy, no matter how many times people tell you democracy is great, it's not as good as people tell you it is, all right? Democracy, for instance, and you can see this all over the internet, is two wolves and a sheep deciding who's for dinner. In other words, majority rules. And if the two wolves decide that sheep for dinner, guess what? They're the majority. The sheep is now for dinner. If you have a community of 100 people and 51 say no and 49 say yes, the 49 suffer what the 51 wish. In a constitutional republic, this is not the way the focus is supposed to be. The focus is supposed to be on the voice of the individual. And then if enough individuals get together with a plan, with a common idea, that idea can become reality. This is a constitutional republic. When you have a deep state going to media and saying, this is what you will allow, this is what you won't allow. When we have a deep state rigging a vote for state and national elections all the way up to presidential elections. When you have an elected individual who is being used by that deep state and cannot afford to be damaged, and his son commits some of the most egregious crimes you can even imagine, and that is hidden for how many years now? How many? With absolute proof beyond a shadow of doubt? Hasn't the FBI had that since 2019? But hey, there's nothing wrong with the FBI, right? They don't believe us when we say they're deep state. They don't believe us when we ask them, why are conservatives under the gun 10 times harder and 10 times more often than liberals are? Why? Why can I go downtown and burn your downtown to the ground and almost nothing, if anything at all, is going to happen to me? But if I go to school and tell them you're not going to have transvestites in my daughter's class, okay, doing butt tweaks in front of them and explaining to them what a butt plug is, you're not going to do it. That's conservative. Now, this person is what? This person is a terrorist, a domestic terrorist. Wait a minute. One burned your city down, and the other one said, I'm protecting my kids, and that's not acceptable. But yet the one who burned your city down is out having drinks with his girlfriend tonight, and the one who went to the, I don't know, PTA meeting or the school board meeting, is he on his way to jail? Has the government visited his house and told him he needs to back off and calm down? This is the America you live in today. All right? We have to understand that neither U.S. law enforcement nor the intelligence community appears to have processed any actual evidence of collusion in their holdings at the commencement of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Durham states in an over 300-page report sent to Congress and others. Listen to the key phrase again. Neither U.S. law enforcement nor the intelligence community appears to have possessed any actual evidence of collusion in their holdings at the commencement of the investigation. Huh? Why do you commence an investigation? Don't you commence an investigation, especially against the president of the United States or the soon-to-be president of the United States, when you have justifiable evidence to do so? Apparently not if you're the deep state and you intend to get rid of this individual. Neither U.S. law enforcement nor the intelligence community appears to have possessed any actual evidence of collusion. God, how many times can I say that before it actually makes me puke? This was beaten into you and I over and over again, and it wasn't just by those who worked for the deep state. It wasn't by those who worked in administrative positions within the government. It was by those who had your interest or your attention who helped to run the government, your congressmen, your senators, your president, Jerry Nadler, Adams. You know, I could go on and on. I could name off how many of these. They constantly beat this into our head, the absolute proof that Trump was a traitor. But if you stop to consider everything I've just said, it proves unequivocally just the opposite. Because they have stolen an election in a constitutional republic. This is a deep state entity stealing your and my ability of self-governance. This is treason. They are traitors. That's not a joke. Everything I've said has led to this point. When you take away our ability, we the people, the actual, I don't know, whatever you are, sovereigns of this country, when you steal our ability under the table, deep state, under the table, for us to rule ourselves and make our own decisions, and do it in a fashion that has us believing we still retain those powers all the time while we've been totally defanged? Is that a coup? Is it? Because you don't run America anymore. It's not a guess anymore. It hasn't been a guess for me for a long freaking time, but when Durham stands up to tell you that they railroaded a president out of office, made it so that he couldn't get reelected, and did it in conjunction with multiple agencies across our government. Our government decided Joe Bob was going to be president and not Trump. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. And we are seeing the mechanisms that were used for it. Crossfire Hurricane. Absolute lies by intel agencies to the FBI. Okay? Hunter Biden's laptop being hidden for years when it would have made – that alone, experts are saying, would have made a 15% difference in the vote. If people had been made aware that that was in fact an actual laptop and everything on it was valid and was actually his, if people were made aware of the absolute truth, which the FBI knew in 2019, if they had stepped up to tell the truth, it would have made a 15%. This is what the researchers are saying. Difference in the overall presidential vote. And even with the massive cheating they did, Trump would have won. Did you hear what I just said? You throw Crossfire Hurricane in there, and between the two of them, that election was taken away from you and I. We were told to shut up. They know better than us. They're going to tell us who's president. Just sit back and relax, or we'll send some of our new 87,000 IRS agents after you. Do you think I'm kidding? I'm not. We already know that we have an oligarchy ruling America. We already know we have no power anymore. We already know that there was no need for 87,000 more IRS agents, and a big chunk of them are being weapons trained. Isn't this the exact same thing that happened in several other countries just prior to the entire country being taken over by force internally? They already control us. Treason. Absolute treason. All right. But let's wind into it, if I possibly can, a little bit deeper, okay? Durham placed the blame on the FBI and the DOJ for failing to follow their own standards. This is what I've been telling you. He states unequivocally, had they simply done what their standards said they were required to do, this would have turned out totally different. In a probe which should never have taken place, would never have taken place, including the agency's surveillance of American citizens without any basis to do so. You've got to remember, when they started this, anybody who was associated with what they were going to go out and investigate now came under their thumb. They could investigate these people. They could, I don't know, breach their lives as well, knowingly or unknowingly to these individuals. But if they had no basis to start this investigation at all, none of this surveillance could have taken place, could it have? Based on the review of Crossfire Hurricane and related intelligence activities, we concluded, and this is the Durham people, the department and the FBI failed to uphold their important mission of strict fidelity to the law in connection with certain events and activities described in this report. John Durham. I don't think you can get much more blatant than that, but let's see. The FBI personnel also repeatedly disregarded important requirements when they continued to seek renewals of the FISA surveillance while acknowledging both then and in hindsight that they did not genuinely believe there was a probable cause to believe that the target was knowingly engaged in clandestine intelligence activities on the behalf of foreign powers. What? They're saying now they actually didn't believe that, yet they kept going to FISA for renewals. But yet they didn't believe it. But they went for the renewals anyway. And they convinced the FISA court to give them the renewals, which means that their information to the FISA court to get renewals were lies. Were lies. Because today, Durham is showing you beyond a shadow, but now there was no here. So how the hell were they getting continuously renewed FISA investigation? This is America, people, okay? This is America. What did Trump do? As soon as Trump heard about this, the first thing Trump said was, treason! Nope, not joking. Okay, and he didn't whisper it. Treason, followed by the American public, have been victims of this long-running and treasonous charade. Is he wrong? No. We have a section of the government that overthrew what was supposed to be the legitimately elected government of the United States. They first off, they tried to get him kicked out of office. Then they made sure he was so unpopular with so many huge lies signed on by so many deep state players that it was inevitable he would lose. the election. But let's break this down just a little bit more, okay? Trump called for everyone involved in the Russian collusion ploy, yes, even Hillary, to pay a heavy price. After Durham's report concluded that the FBI investigation into the 2016 Trump presidential campaign was totally unfounded. So what he's saying is, this is part of a coup. This is why he's using the word treason. And is he justified in using the word treason? Yes, he is. But this goes on long after the 2016 election is over. And we know that, okay? Almost in perpetuity during his entire 4 years. How about a continuation here? After extensive research, special counsel John Durham concludes the FBI never should have launched the Trump-Russia probe. In other words, the American public was scammed just as it is being scammed right now by those who don't want to see greatness for America. Donald Trump. Trump wrote this in one of his Truth Social posts. And he also added, the Durham report spells out in great detail the Democrat hoax that was perpetrated upon me and the American people. This is 2020 presidential election fraud. Don't anybody out there laugh. This is Roger talking because he's exactly right. And now it is provable. And the Twitter files sure as hell help that. So this is 2020 election, presidential election fraud, just like the stuffing of the ballot boxes, only more so. This totally illegal act had a huge impact on the election. With an honest media, we are looking at the crime of the century. But do we have an honest media? Trump also called for Hillary Clinton, James Comey, and the Democrats that were involved in this to be punished for treason, and as well they should be. So first off, what's treason? Treason is the crime of attacking a state authority to which one owes allegiance. This typically includes acts such as participating in a war against one's native country, attempting to overthrow its government, spying on its military, spying on its diplomats, providing secret service for a hostile and foreign power, attempting to kill a head of state. Okay, now I'm not going to tell you that each and every one of these is applicable because they're not, or at least we're not aware of, are they? I don't know if somebody actually made an attempt to bump off Trump. It could be that somebody actually did and that his guards and his whatever, you know, are actually that good, his Secret Service. But participating in a war against one's native country, he didn't do that. Attempting to overthrow its government. Yeah, they did that. And we had ample proof, especially with Hunter Biden's laptop crap prior to this, but with this, it's been sealed with the kiss of doom. So is there an entity, the deep state, in this country, which is run by, I would tell you, the global elites, that is attempting to overthrow this government? They didn't attempt. They did it. They actually did it. And today, there are researchers out there saying if those two issues would not have happened, regardless of all of the vote rigging, if the issue of, the Trump collusion and the issue of the Hunter Biden laptop had been handled the way they should have been handled, Trump would have won. Hands down. This is not a joke. So for anybody out there saying there is no election tampering, please, please do me a favor. Do some damn research. This is election meddling to the highest degree. When the government goes to media, Twitter, Facebook, it doesn't matter, and tells them this is what people are permitted to say and what they're not permitted to say, that is unconstitutional. And if They continued to do it and continued to steal your powers away behind your back to the point where governance becomes their pull of the chain and not yours. That, my friends, is treason. Attempting to overthrow a government. Yes, guilty. Spying on its military. I don't know if you could call it spying on its military, but they sure to hell have put our military on the spot. When you let a balloon from a known enemy, military rival, go all the way across the United States before you take it down in the Atlantic Ocean, so that every picture it takes, which was all transferred back probably almost immediately from that big balloon and what was hanging under it. I don't know if you're spying on the military, but you are definitely underpinning the military. You are definitely weakening our military in the eyes of the world. And if that's not treason, I don't know what it is. Spying on our diplomats, we saw that with Trump's diplomats. We actually saw the deep state going after some of Trump's diplomats. Providing secret services for hostile and foreign powers. Let me ask you a question. When the oil spigot had just about been turned off and gas was so damn expensive in this country, and Joe Bob was taking gas and oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve, which is strictly for Americans in emergencies, and selling it to the communist Chinese instead of Americans. The Strategic Oil Reserve. How about attempting to kill a head of state? Again, that's the last one. I don't know if that ever happened. My guess is that it might have, because that would be the easiest way to remove that individual's influence as quickly as possible. But I don't know if it's happened. But I would tell you at least two out of the six here are absolute smackdown bang up. Okay? Yeah. We know for a fact that treason is being committed against we the people. Durham has absolutely put a nail in the coffin for that. How many of these individuals are going to see jail? How many of these individuals are even going to be chastised? How many of these individuals that stole the election from you, not from Trump, from you? How many of these individuals that have brought America to her knees financially and security-wise due to a plandemic or a scamdemic solely intended on accomplishing exactly what you see going on around you today, the destruction of America and the institution of global governance? All of this swirls around the exact same black hole, all of it. But if there was ever any doubt in my mind, and there wasn't, but let's say there may have been any doubt in my mind that there was a deep state coup happening in the United States over the last, I would say, 7 to 8 years, there has been. And that is unequivocally proven today. And the coup was something that was brought about by 51 intel officers or ex-intel officers, by the FBI, by the CIA, would you like me to go on? By the CDC, by the NIH, by NIAID, by the FDA, would you like me to go on? Because I can. Anybody who has any influence on what you can and can't do, anybody who has any influence on how your life goes forward, is in one of those entities I just mentioned. And the authority and the power they have over your life going forward is only limited by what an awake society decides it's going to limit them to. Because right now, I don't care what anybody tells you, When an emergency is declared and you lose all of your inalienable rights for the benefit of the society, you know that is for a limited period of time. And at the end of that time, your rights will be restored. You need to do some serious research to prove me wrong on this, but I'm going to tell you, every single time we have had an emergency where we have lost our inalienable rights for the justifiable good of the society in total, we have never gotten them all back. Maybe 90%. If we're lucky, maybe even 95%, but there's that 10% or that 5% that they didn't want you to have back. You don't know it because you hardly ever go there. You don't know it because you didn't even know it was there. All you know is that I can do things like I couldn't do before. I could go visit my friends. I could go to the store without a mask. I could drive in my car without a mask. I could go to my kids' school. I can all of the things I can do. What you're not understanding is what you can't do. If you take all of the actual liberties and rights that have been removed from you or taken away from you since the beginning of federal and national emergencies, I would say in the 21st and the 20th century alone, you will see just how limited your rights have become and why. There's always an excuse. There's always an explanation. What we're looking at right here is probably the biggest slap in the face for anybody who says the United States is run by we the people and not the deep state. Because anybody who truly believes that and reads anything that Durham put out at all is going to believe that everything Durham put out, even though it is all proven unequivocally, is one big lie. The problem is, everything they've read before is a lie. And Durham's report is the first exposure to the actual truth. What have I got wrong, Steve? All of it, right?
All of it, yes. All of it. That's
that's an easy answer. Uh-huh. I never thought I would see a day like this when I would be doing a radio show proving unequivocally to everybody listening in my audience that we lived under a treasonous deep state government that had absolutely stolen our power and committed a coup against us. I never thought I'd do that. But here we are.
Yep. Yep.
Those are some big, heavy words we used, too, or I used. I think you've used 10 total.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think? Say something before we go off the air so people know you actually have a brain.
Something? Oh.
I know you have ideas on this.
That's what my dad used to say.
I'm going to tell everybody here listening right now, I'm going to tell everybody you need to listen to what I'm about to say. Next week, and Stephen, you're going to have to remind me of this, next week we are going to have a show where Stephen and I are going to throw questions back and forth at each other, and we're going to do the entire show together.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good. Yep. Better and yet, we will even pass a list of questions across to each other before the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Better get my thinking cap on then.
Oh, okay. So it's a thinking cap. All right. I knew you were cheating somehow. All right, my friend. Thank you very much. Do you think I got a point across?
Yes, you did.
Okay. That from you means a lot for me, even if it is only your 15th word. We done?
Yes, sir. That's it.
All right. Have a good day, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Yep. Till next time, folks.